name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. A reading from the Confessions of St. Augustine. Part of that portion of his book, which I read many Lents ago. And the Confessions, I don't know how many of you have read it. It's sort of chronicles part of my life, maybe some parts of your life, some of the things he went through, some of the things he did, of which God cured him of all of it because he fell before God and, with a broken heart and in full contrition. So he writes, Christ died for all. The true mediator in whom the secret of your mercy you have shown to men and sent to men, that by his example they may learn humility. The mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, appeared between sinful mortals and the immortal just one, for like men, he was mortal. God, he was just, the wages of just being life and peace. Through the union of his own justice with God, he was to make void the death of those sinners whom he justified by choosing to undergo death as they do. How much have you loved us, O good Father, who spared not even your own Son, but delivered him up for us wicked men. How you have loved us, for whom he thought it was not robbery to be equal with you, became obedient, even unto the death of a cross. He who alone was free among the dead, having power to lay down his life and power to take it up again. For us he was to you both victor and victim. And victor because victim, for us he was to you both priest and sacrifice. And priest because sacrifice, turning us from slaves unto your sons by being your son and becoming a slave. Rightly is my hope strong in him who sits at your right hand and intercedes for us. Otherwise I should despair. For many are great are my infirmities, many and great. But your medicine is of more power. We might well have thought your word remote from union with man, and so have despaired of ourselves, if he had not been made flesh and dwelt among us. Terrified by my sins and the mass of my misery, I had pondered in my heart and thought of flight to the desert. But you forbade me and strengthened me, saying, Christ died for all, that they also who live may not live to themselves, but with him who died for them. See, Lord, I cast my care upon you, that I may live, and I will consider the wondrous things of your law. You know my unskillfulness and mine infirmity. Teach me and heal me. He, your only one, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, has redeemed me with his blood. Let not the proud speak evil of me. For I think upon the price of my redemption. I eat it and I drink it. I eat it and I drink it. And give it to others to eat and drink. And being poor, I desire to be filled with it among those that eat and are filled. Those who seek the Lord shall praise him. St. Augustine, from his Confessions. We're in a campaign. Last week we talked about the fighting, getting in shape, not beating against the air and all that, but headed for a certain place. Prepare ourselves for the spiritual warfare of Lent, where we go into the desert, our own desert. We seek him who went in the desert for our sake for 40 days and 40 nights. Tempted of the devil, we all know the story. We go out there with him. We approach in silence in our own hearts as much as we can. And he tells us what we've done, what we need for what we did. And he tells also that he is a remedy for all of it. We go out there with him, parched and dry, because of our sinfulness and our unworthiness. But every time we come to this table, he feeds us. Feeds us with his very body, his very blood. I wish you would turn to the hymn 550 again. I want to go through the words of that again. And the key to this, am I a soldier of the cross? I have a hard time answering that for myself. Am I really a soldier? I'm still in training. It's like basic training in the military. St. Paul, again, last week talked about getting ready, getting fit for the journey. Am I a soldier of the cross? Am I a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause? Do we go out on the street and witness for him as we're able to? Or are we afraid? And with that, do we blush to speak his name? This is some of the hard part. Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others sought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas? Those martyrs, those are being martyred today. I think yesterday was the feast of many martyrs of Japan. Martyrs in Africa are still being sacrificed. They don't count the cost. They just did it. While others fought to win the prize, are there no foes for me to face? There are out there many foes. Look at what's going on in the world. A lady in the Church of England, I told Bill the story yesterday, was chastised by her bishop for speaking against the strong orientation of her diocese toward just singling out the LGBTQ portion of their parishes, I guess. And she said, let us hear the gospel, let us hear these social causes, these so-called minority causes. And her bishop wrote back to her and said, if you don't stop doing that, marginalizing people in our church, I will have to call the police. There are foes out there. Must I not stem the flood? Must I not speak against this? We have to speak. This is why we're a small group, because we're the few who will stand up and fight. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but it's good for us to be strengthened by the words of these hymns. Why hymns are so important is they teach a lot of things about how we carry ourselves. Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the cross, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Thy saints in this glorious war shall conquer though they die. Those dear saints, those priests that are slaughtered in Africa, they're at home now, but they have offered their lives to be martyred for the sake of the gospel. They view the triumph from afar. Those that are brave and know what might happen to them because of sharing the gospel without any fear. So they view the triumph from afar and seize it with their eye. They know what's beyond. We can see through the mask what is beyond. When that illustrious day shall rise and all thy army shine, the whole church, the church that worshiped with us when we offer the mass, all the company of heaven, and all thine armies shine in robes of victory through the skies, the glory shall be thine. Isaac Watts. Am I a soldier of the cross? We also are a soldier of the cross. But let us accept the training that he gives us. Let us accept the things that he'll acquaint us with as we take our Lenten journey. Let him show us what we need to do to have our garments cleansed by his blood and be ready for that great Easter time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.